I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. More children in rural South Carolina now have access to pediatric critical care doctors when they visit their community hospital thanks to a telemedicine program. To talk about the technology used and the specialty care provided 24/7 as part of this program is Dr. David McSwain, pediatric critical care doctor and the medical director for inpatient and emergency teleconsultation at MUSC. Dr. McSwain, tell us about this pediatric telemedicine program. How does it work?
We provide pediatric subspecialty consultations to community hospitals throughout the Lowcountry for children that come into their own local hospital. The pediatric critical care program focuses on children that come in with acute severe injury and illness.
And then you are one of the doctors, and I assume there's a team of doctors here at MUSC in Charleston. How are you seeing this child? How are you interacting with the doctors at the community hospital?
Well, we use telemedicine equipment. We have a telemedicine cart that is very advanced. It has a high-definition camera mounted to the top that we're able to move around the room and zoom in on the patient and see everything in the room. And we can control that from where we're located, which allows us to interact with the patient and the family as though we were right there at the bedside.
And why is this telemedicine program in our state so important?
We're able to provide care where the patient is located. We're able to bring the care to the patient at the time when they need it most. I mean, if you think about a critically ill child, minutes matter, seconds matter.
And the doctors providing this pediatric critical care obviously see a lot more cases of intense injuries and illnesses that need quick, appropriate diagnosis and treatment.
The community physicians in these rural emergency departments do an amazing job of handling all sorts of things that come their way, but they don't see a lot of critically ill children. Our critical care specialists see critically ill children every day and are specially trained to provide care for those children. And so being available virtually at the bedside to these community hospitals provides a comfort level for the physicians and also provides a higher level of care for the children.
How many hospitals are involved currently in this telemedicine program?
Right now, we have four hospitals connected through the Lowcountry. The four hospitals we have connected are Waccamaw Community Hospital, Georgetown Memorial Hospital, Conway Medical Center, and Beaufort Memorial Hospital. One of the great aspects of this program is it also allows children to stay at their community hospitals in many cases, or even be discharged home rather than being transferred miles and miles away to MUSC.
Just to see a specialist.
Right. And that is a huge benefit to the families, if you think about it, allowing them to stay in their communities and avoid not only the cost of the transportation and the cost of the admission to MUSC, but also allow the child to stay near their family and their friends.
And are there plans to increase this program, expand this program?
Absolutely. We are not only going to expand the number of hospitals that have this service available, we're going to expand the number of services and subspecialties that are available.
Dr. McSwain, thank you so much for providing this update about this telemedicine program to provide pediatric critical care.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.